You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Mike Heggie, Scott Pridemore for another edition of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today we have Paul Carini with Primary Residential Mortgage. Paul, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
Welcome, Paul.
Thanks.
So let's get right into it. I want to buy a house, and besides finding a great realtor, what else do I need to know about paying for it?
I think what you actually just said is actually what we need to go back to, because there's so much information now. Consumers are empowered, and that's great, but they try to take too much into their hands. And when you start and you put your trust and faith into a good realtor, that's really going to be who's going to quarterback you through the transaction, right? So they'll find you your position players. So you got the quarterback, they'll find you your attorneys, your inspectors, and ultimately your lenders, right? So they know people who don't let them down, and in turn, they won't let you down. So take their advice, because that's what you're paying for. People often complain, well, what does my realtor do for me? Well, this is one of the biggest things they can do for me.
That is such a great analogy. And really, if you think about it, top quality players want to play with other top quality players.
That's exactly right.
So are they going to know a top quality loan officer? You better believe they are.
Yeah. Talent recognizes talent.
Absolutely. Yeah. Talent does not want to hang with loafers. However you want to say that. You want to be surrounded by a good team of people.
That's right.
So everybody, everyone's going to do their job, and it's going to be done on time, and it's going to be done correctly, and you're going to build a raving fan.
That's exactly right. And especially once a realtor has taken up so many years of their life and dedicated to their time with their clients to build this name, they're not going to let their name rest on some Joe Schmo, right? So it all comes back to that. Sure, consumers are very smart, and they've got tons of information to their fingertips, but you can't just be an expert in this field from doing a couple hours of research. It's impossible. So you use your realtor for their years of advice and experience, and you take their advice on this.
Excellent. So let's talk about rates. You know, that's, I'm sure, something that you talk about daily with folks.
That's right. Every day.
So where are they today? And let's fast forward from today, 4 months from now, where would you, I know it's a crystal ball question, but I just want your professional perspective as to where you think rates may be.
That's right.
After the first of the year.
Yeah. So I don't have a crystal ball, and I'm no mortgage rate.
Savant.
Savant. That's a new word for me. So thank you for teaching me something already.
I thought you were a savant. Anyway,
I'll take your word for it. But if I get back and I look up the dictionary, we may have a dispute. So no one knows for sure, but it's a pretty much a general consensus that they're on the way up. So as of right now, everything else is tracking, right? So unemployment is extremely low. GDP is up. We've got, so obviously everything that is showing up right now, if everything stays on the same track, general consensus is rates are up. So unemployment is extremely low. Home buying is still on the rise. And you can expect rates in the next year to go up somewhere between 0.5% and 1%. It could be less. It could be more. Barring some type of economic downturn, the Fed has made clear that they anticipate raising their rates, which aren't directly tied to mortgage rates. But all in all, when banks look at lending at certain rates, they're going to use that as their opportunity cost, and which is going to increase mortgage rates proportionally.
So for those that are looking, you know, the breaking down what a mortgage is and how to structure it, every situation we know is unique. And we try on the front end to guide folks along that process. And many times we say our lender partner is there for a reason. Financially, they're the experts. And obviously every circumstance is a little bit different, but in terms of down payment and, you know, the fundamentals of what you need to apply for a mortgage and, you know, PMI, can you just kind of give us a broad brush, quick, you know, overview of the different type of financing options a buyer can look for and, you know, how to best structure if we're looking at it from, offering out different options?
Yeah. So I think you probably want to start with what's the least you can get qualified for, then work your way up from there, right? Because everyone knows that if you got $1 million in the bank, you can afford a $300,000 house, right? Because you could pay cash. So you go down all the way to the bottom end of that spectrum. What's the least down payment I can bring possible? Many times it could be 0% financing. And that is on a case-by-case basis, obviously, depending on your situation. But a lot of loans have been made available since the economic downturn to get low to moderate income people into houses with little to no down payment. So whether you're in a rural area and have USDA options available to you, or really in any county, with organizations like the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency stepping up and providing down payment assistance, pretty much anyone can at least have an option. And that's why I encourage everyone to, again, go to your professional, start with your professional, and just start a conversation. Oftentimes people are embarrassed to start that conversation, which is really silly. And no one's ever going to laugh at you. They're only going to get you on the right path, right? So then in regards to what some of the other things you
mentioned? PMI and or just how do you avoid it? Is it still 20% down?
Yeah, so you can avoid PMI in a number of ways. One, put 20% down. Yeah. But there are a couple other ways, which include maybe a mixture of a down payment and then also paying your mortgage insurance up front or having your lender do it for you. So back to what you said earlier, everyone's situation is really always different and their goals are always different. So you're either going to pay for that mortgage insurance over time in a monthly payment or all up front at once. If you pay it up in front, you get a discount, right? So if you stay in the house for a long time, that's going to win for you long term. Now, if you end up selling after a couple of years, that monthly option was probably going to be the cheaper option for you. But all in all, PMI is nothing to like not get a loan for. You know what I mean? It's just a part of the cost of doing business. And PMI is such a bad word. For those of you that don't know, private mortgage insurance, it's an additional part of your payment. It's been a bad word, but it's really should be a good word. It's a blessing because without it, many low income and low down payment borrowers would not be able to get a loan at all. What it does is it helps insure the loan and protects the bank against any loss if that loan were to go into default or foreclosure.
So for me and a lot of my clients are jumbo. They don't have to worry about PMI.
That's right.
But are jumbo rates actually lower than conforming currently?
In some places they are currently. Yeah, okay. Which was very weird. So they used to be much higher than normal rates. And since the interest rates have been rising over the past 12 months, that has raised the conforming rates to a point where now banks are getting so competitive for business and banks set their own jumbo rates, right? Because they're putting those loans on their own books. So they can more easily manipulate what that actual rate is. So in some cases, those jumbo rates have actually gotten cheaper. Now, that line, that's not a rule that will forever stand.
Sure, sure.
Those rates are always going back and forth into which is more affordable than the other.
Understood.
Yeah.
And then adjustable. Where are adjustable in relation to 30-year?
Adjustable range anywhere from maybe 0.75% to 1% lower than a 30-year fixed rate in just in general. Adjustable rate mortgages aren't as popular as they once were. And that's largely because over the last 10 years, interest rates have been so low on the decline.
Yeah.
Now that interest rates are going to be increasing, I think you're going to see a lot more adjustable rates being used, especially for people who don't anticipate on being in the home for a long time.
So, Paul, I'm curious, is it still the rule of thumb if we're giving advice to our clients, so 2 years of tax returns, past 2 months of bank statements, past, two pay stubs, and the loan application, is that a good place to start for what to expect through the process?
So oftentimes you get from some frustration from people while they're getting a mortgage, right? Because they ask you for every document they have, their blood sample, their firstborn child, right? Sometimes their unborn child. And so in general, though, it's all about keeping a good attitude, right? And just because your friend wasn't asked for something doesn't mean you won't be asked for something. And everyone's situation is different. But if I were to go ahead and start the home buying process, what I would have available for me before I walked in would be 2 years tax returns, along with the 1099s or W-2s that are associated with them, 2 months bank statements, last two pay stubs, and then one that's often forgotten, any bankruptcy, foreclosure docs, divorce, or separation agreements, if applicable. And those can be very touchy for people, but they're always going to be needed if one of those situations is applicable for you.
And for a lot of our self-employed clients, they would also need P&Ls, presumably, for the current year?
Usually they'll need P&Ls. That also depends on the situation. So their P&Ls are usually used for while we're trying to increase the amount of income used over the current year. Say this year is more than the previous years, or if it was declining and we're showing a rebound this year. Something like that. But that's not a bad thing to have on hand also. And also understand, all these documents may not always be needed. especially over the last 3 years, a big effort has been made to digitize things. So getting transcripts online via the IRS, getting bank statements directly online via your online portal that links with our online application and is secure, and getting pay stubs directly from your HR, right? Through your, if you have a major corporate HR system for payroll. So a lot of the times you don't even need those, but it's always best to have them on hand so you're not scrambling at the last minute once you're under contract.
So Paul, real quick, so what do you find the most rewarding with what you do day to day?
Well, that's a great question. It's really two part because I'm helping so many different people. One, I love helping real estate professionals grow their business. I love making relationships with them, and I love seeing where their career goes from where we start, right? So just for Mike, for example, we've been doing business for several years together and we've grown together, and it's been amazing to see how many people we helped, which leads into the other part is our clients, helping get families into houses. And I love helping all people get into houses, you know, so luxury clients aren't excluded from this, but there's nothing better than getting a first-time home buyer or someone who never thought they could buy before into a house. You know, we've closed a home for someone that at the closing table, sweet lady ended up breaking down crying. And when I was talking to her and trying to figure out why she was crying, she told me she was so happy. And then just 7 years before that, she was homeless.
Wow. Wow.
That's game changing.
That's incredible.
It's incredible. So to find a profession that you could, you know, make a decent living in and have a great time, but then also to impact people's lives, there's no bigger way you can impact someone's life than through homeownership. And that's pretty powerful. Mm.
To that end, Paul, I've seen you grow. We've had a great relationship business-wise and become friends and seen the scale that you've grown your team and the pace that you've grown. And I think you offer phenomenal service and great attitude and just a seamless process through the mortgage buying, which could be an otherwise frustrating situation. What do you attribute, I mean, from your perspective, the growth and just the success that you've had?
The opportunity to build a team. So a lot of loan officers have great work ethic and great skill set, and those types of people will eventually get maxed out because there's only so much they can do. And in their system, they may get an assistant or something, but it doesn't really help you affect as many people as you'd like. I was blessed to have an opportunity thrown on me to be able to start my own branch, hire my own processors and underwriters and admins and marketing support and all these great people, other loan officers. And put together a team where while I'm here speaking with you guys, I've got my partner back at the office busting out pre-approvals for people who are needing them quick to be able to go ahead and put an offer on a house. So while obviously I worked hard, obviously I got some lucky stuff happened to me on my business, I think the biggest part was the opportunity I was given as far as building my own thing.
That's incredible.
That's fantastic. Mike and I can certainly appreciate surrounding yourself with good people, and you're able to multiply your efforts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so much more valuable to you just doing it that way too, right? And growing something as a team.
Yeah. Building something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing. Individual success is short-lived, and it's great when it's short-lived. You know, when it's happening, it's great. You feel great about yourself, but it's a quick burning flame, right? So eventually it has to be about something bigger than yourself, and that's when it's special to do it with friends.
Amen. Love that. Yeah. So true. Poignant. So for folks that want to learn more information about what you might be able to do for them in procuring a mortgage, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so clients can contact me at my phone number, my cell number, which is 704-589-4164. They're certainly welcome to email me at pcarini, that's C-A-R-I-N-I, at primeres.com. But I think the biggest way, easiest way is to call or text 704-589-4164.
It's impressive to me as successful as you are, as your team is, that you still pick up the phone, that you call people back. You do what you say you're going to do and you text back.
I set my business up again. That's part of being blessed with being able to have a team. I set them up to where they're doing the duties to where I can do what I love to do and what I feel like is important. And that's picking up the phone. So no matter how large or small we are, I'll always be taking that first phone call. I'll always be responding to that text personally, whether that be my realtor partners, as you know, or my clients.
Lastly, on your voicemail every single day, I commend you. I admire this. Wish I could do it. You change the date and time every single morning. Yeah. Hello, this is Paul Carini with Primary Residential. It is 5:30 in the morning and I'm changing. I mean, it's incredible. Every day you've got, you know, every day you change it.
Yeah. I don't know if that really does anything for my business or not, right? But what it does show is one, that I'm in the office. So if I did miss your call, I'm going to be calling you back. And two, that we're on every detail, right? So if you call and you get that voicemail, you're like, hey, you know what?
I think it makes an impression. Even if you can't put your finger on what it does, I think it makes an impression.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm calling at 7:30 and Paul's already on here changing his voicemail. Right? It no longer has Monday. It's Tuesday. You know?
Honestly,
you know what I mean?
That's another blessing that I picked up from my first mentor when I went into the mortgage business. And he still does it to this day. And sometimes if he calls on a Saturday and I haven't updated it on the weekend, he will give me
help. Well, Stephen Covey, that's like one of his tenets from Highly Effective People.
Okay.
From back in the early 90s.
Yep.
Yeah. So
well, maybe that's where he got it from and he passed it on to me. I wasn't smart enough to think of it by myself.
I love it.
Incredible. Well, Paul, thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule. We very much appreciate it and value your time today. Again, Mike Hagee with Scott Pridemore for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Scott.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at PrideMoreProperties.com.